He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is the November 3rd live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, from the BSN studios in Carlsbad. And I'm here with Stephen Gunderson. And we've got, you wrote down 7 stocks of ours that are doing well today.
Yep.
You know, there's a couple that aren't. But we'll get to that. A lot of news again today in the market. Right now we have the Dow down 14 points, 23,502. I think the market's got to kind of digest over the weekend all that has happened this week. A new Fed chairman, a tax reform plan that has been proposed, the ECB out there starting to taper, the Bank of England raising rates. It'll be an interesting newsletter this week, and it's going to be out by this afternoon. It's going to be out by this evening.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. It's going to be out. I've already got the story in my head. The S&P is down, is up 42 cents to 2580. The NASDAQ's starting to gather a little steam here. And, of course, you know, our accounts, our portfolios, the NASDAQ's a better proxy, especially for the growth accounts. Now, for the income account, you know, the Dow's a pretty good proxy. But the NASDAQ right now is up 12 points, 6,726 as it bangs out new all-time highs. Crude oil's at 15 cents, 54.69. The only thing more popular than crude oil in Houston right now is Yu Darvish.
Yeah.
He could run for mayor, can't he?
Probably.
I always wondered, you know, what would it be like? Well, I pitched in a championship game one time, and I was the GOAT. I walked the first three guys. No, I hit him with a pitch, and the fourth guy hit a grand slam.
Oh,
it was
good.
Pretty much over. Gold down 50 cents, 12.77. Silver down 3 cents, 17.11. And the 10-year yield's at 2.34%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. It's Friday, Gunderson. Well, we have a secret bunker here at the office, don't we? And right now we're in the BSN live studios in Carlsbad at Gunderson Capital Management. And you and I will be writing the newsletter today. And boy, I'll tell you what, there's a lot to talk about. And I'm, you know, just a week in review is about all we need this week, along with my own spin, my own analysis of what went down. The president yesterday formally named Powell, Jay Powell, as his Fed pick. Speaking in the Rose Garden, the president introduces current Fed governor Jay Powell as his pick for Fed chairman. The president notes that Powell has received strong bipartisan support for previous appointments. Well, we know that Powell is pretty much, he dressed up like a dove also for Halloween, just like Ms. Yellen. There's not a hawk taking over, but the course, the path towards normalization of interest rates here in the U.S. continues, and now around the world, with two big shoes dropping in the last couple of weeks, the ECB now tapering back on their bond purchases, and the Bank of England hiking rates for the first time in 10 years. We had a huge job report, although it was a little bit less than expected. 261,000 jobs were added in October. The unemployment rate drops to 4.1%. That's incredible. October non-farm payrolls, we were expecting 310,000 new jobs. We got 261,000. Here's the number I really like, really like, is the participation rate. September's 33,000 job loss, blah, 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 was revised up. The unemployment rate, the U6 unemployment rate. Okay, so this is underneath the surface. This is the participation rate. It fell from 8.3. Now, these are the people that are underemployed or have given up looking. This is the fuzzy math that the government employs. You know, the government gets away with things that we can't get away with in private industry.
Yeah.
I'll give you a case in point here in a minute, which is a very sharp example of this. U6 unemployment rate. See, if we counted our portfolios and we left out the losers, our numbers would be a lot better. Well, they leave out the people that have given up or are underemployed. Aren't they still part of that?
You'd think it'd all be one.
You would think so, but they'd break it off into U6. That rate fell from 7.9 from 8.3, and I remember it was up over 10. Yeah, a year ago it was at 9.5, so even these people are starting to find work. Now, here's a case in point of how the government gets away with things that we can never get away with. You know how the Carlsbad State Beach has those stairs going down to the beach?
Yes.
And all those campers there use, and I use it to run in the afternoons. There's like two or three exposed nails like this, like 3 inches long. They're all rusty.
Nice.
Sticking out, you know. Now, if that was private enterprise, if that was the Hilton Hotel over there and somebody cut their foot on that thing, or if OSHA came along, you know what kind of violation and fine that a private industry would pay for that? Yet here you've got thousands of people going up and down those stairs, including many little children with giant exposed rusty nails. State of California for you, exactly, right? You know, remember all of the fines they would give you if your handicap ramp wasn't right and this and that, but you know what? Is there a handicap ramp down to that beach?
It's not next to the stairs.
There is not. Is there an elevator down to that
beach?
You got
to go to a different beach.
Yeah, okay. And what happened to the American Disability Act for the state of California? Well, here's one thing that came out in yesterday's tax reform package. A mortgage over $500,000, you're only going to be able to deduct the interest, mortgage interest on $500,000 of a loan. Now, in our neighborhood, California, here's what you pay for rusty nails going down to the state beach. I mean, it's a beautiful spot, but what's the average price of a home in our neighborhood?
In San Diego, it's like $704,000.
Yeah, but okay, North County, San Diego, La Costa, Carlsbad area. It's $1 million.
Yeah.
That's the average. What do you get for $1 million?
Yeah, sadly, you don't get much.
Okay, so most people in our neighborhood are putting 20% down on $1 million home.
Yep.
Some much more than that. That means their mortgage is $800,000.
Mm-hmm.
I would venture to say that your mortgage is over $500,000.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you're not going to be able to deduct the interest.
Dang.
You're getting a tax increase.
That's not good.
And I will be too. But being an S corporation here, Gunderson Capital Management, I'm going to take advantage of that rate going from 35 to 20 if it passes. So we'll see. I mean, the way I look at it, it's a wash for me. But the home builders sold off yesterday, Toll Brothers. Thanks to the GOP plan, which would seek, now this is the key word, this is all negotiable at this point, but it would seek to cap the amount of mortgage interest deductibility at $500,000. And I just say the average person in our neighborhood has a mortgage way over $500,000. Well, anyways, an analyst at KeyBank says, don't worry about it. The tax plan will be a net benefit to affluent Americans. I don't see how that is. I really don't. And that's who Toll Brothers sells to. We do own one home building stock in our ultra growth portfolio. Okay, here I like this story. Trump is headed to China. That's the fastest growing economy in the world. And while there, he's going to visit several other Southeast Asia countries. Look who's attending. Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs, he's the CEO. Steve Mollenkopf of Qualcomm, our local company. Shane Tejerati of Honeywell, Andrew Laveras of Dow DuPont, Kevin McAllister of Boeing, according to a list obtained by CNBC. Bigwigs from the following firms will also attend the tour: Air Products, Archer Daniels Midland, Textron, Cheniere Energy, T-Rex, and Thermo Fisher. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I mean, Obama took along the reporters, right, that would praise him and write good stories about him. Well, big business is going with Trump. Of course, well, you can say, well, big business runs this world. You know what? They're the job creators. And to take them along and to try to hammer things out so that we can coexist and do business together with the largest market in the world, I see that as a good thing. Now, The other big news, and I'll talk about this in my newsletter this weekend, the so-called Tax Cuts and Jobs Act will call for a permanent cut in the corporate tax rate to 20% from the current 35%, and even as high as 39.6%. So you're cutting the corporate tax rate in half. And you say, does that help the CEO? Well, not really. It puts more money into the pockets. That money goes will go into investing in equipment. That money will go into expansion. That money will obviously go into profits. It'll make these companies more valuable. To me, that's the biggest, biggest part, the biggest, biggest piece of the so-called Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Well, it also has something in about electric vehicles in it. Apple blew away earnings today. I want to talk to you about the Apple 10, Stephen. And we've got several huge winners today here at Gunderson Capital Management. This is the Best Stocks Now Radar. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And I try to hit all the news stories that might impact your portfolio, our strategy, our current strategy of investing in the market, which includes no exposure to the bond market and a full exposure to the stock market. The other important part in the House bill yesterday, the 401k remains the same. Now, remember, this is all negotiable. The corporate tax rate comes down from 35, even 40, down to 20. But the House bill reported by Bloomberg is to include an immediate repeal of the $7,500 per electric vehicle tax credit.
Wow.
That's big for
Tesla.
That
is big.
That's big. Now, a state can do what they want to do. And you know California is not going to get rid of it. But look at Tesla stock. I mean, it's hanging on. Here's something I really see in Tesla. If I were to draw a support line, which I'm going to do right now on my Market Smith chart, you see how the stock hit 300 in April? It came down to 300 in June. It came down to 300 in July. Where's it at right now?
It's at 298.
Yeah.
So it's right there. But
give or take. Yeah. You know, 300 is the support level. If it were to break that support level, I think it would be real trouble from a technical point of view. And let's not forget that the company has lost big money 4 years in a row and now has big production plans problems. And I talked to someone yesterday. They were mad. They were got a letter from Tesla that it'll be another 3 months on the delivery of their car.
Wow.
Got to think a lot of people are just going to say, you know, just give me my $1,000 back. I don't know. But anyways, Tesla's holding on to that $300 level. The electric vehicle tax credit, I believe, should have never been there in the first place. I think you should have a fair market. People should go out and buy the car that they want, and there shouldn't be any tax credits. You know, if a manufacturer of the car wants to create an incentive for you to buy one model over another, you've heard of the rebates and whatnot, no problem. But I don't think the government should be in the business of trying to steer us towards buying electric cars. Let the markets determine that. And the other thing I would say about this, when I look at the electric car market, I look globally. I look at China. I look at India. I look at Europe. I think the U.S. is way behind as far as movement towards the electric car. So I don't think you can use Minneapolis. I don't think you can use Sarasota or even Seattle as your gauge for the demand for electric cars.
Yeah, what was it, India, that by 2020...
100%.
100% of their cars have to be electric.
And China, 35%. Okay, wow. Well, you know what? You can look around there in St. Paul all you want and see no electric cars on the road, but think about the world, the global. Between India and China, that's almost 3 billion people. So I don't think that's a... And there's pundits, you know. I heard a guy on Fox this morning who was a very big pundit on it all. Of course, he's a pundit on everything. He's a total, total negative cynic. I've never made money from a negative cynic.
No.
I've never gotten good advice from a negative cynic.
Yeah.
Okay? GE closes below 20. Now, I'm a cynic on GE, capping its longest daily losing streak since 2009. And if you were at my workshops, Bill was right again. Now, Stephen, I want to talk about Apple because I'm really surprised at how good the news is. With the news on Apple today, and we own it in our growth and income portfolio, I don't own it in my growth portfolio. Apple is breaking out to a new all-time high. Do you have a copy of my book? Grab one there.
Yes.
You'll find one. We still got a couple cases left over that I guess we'll light a fire at the state beach someday after we after we get a tetanus shot from their nails on their stairway. Apple was one of the 53 stocks that I featured in my book back.
There it is.
Now we got to do the split adjustment part.
It was just a 10-1, right?
Well, I can go back. I can go back and do it real easy. Okay, so Apple was what trading at what price?
$359.58.
$359. Okay, so and what was the date?
That was February 15th of 2011.
Okay, so that's the nice part of the market, Smith. We can go back and look at what it was trading at on that day. We track the price here, track price. 2011, February the 5th, the stock was trading at $50 a share. So it was a 7-for-1 split.
Oh, 7-for-1, okay.
So if you do it today, you know, it was $50 at the time, and now it's it's a triple. Almost a quadruple since my book of 2011. Okay, Apple beats by 20 cents. They beat on revenues. The shares are up 2.1%. But here's what interests me. The iPhone X hit stores across the globe yesterday. Now, this is something Apple hasn't had for quite some time. I guess this is like the Beatles when their last hurrah up on the roof in London, you know, with their Get Back session, their Let It Be session. Long lines outside of Apple stores around the world are showing strong initial demand for the iPhone X, as the $999 device becomes available in major markets like China, the U.S., the U.K., Australia, India, and Japan. Now, how many people live in China, the U.S., the U.K., Australia, India? 90% of the population of the world. Analysts say the real test will be the company's ability to sustain that level of interest over the coming months as it works through supply bottlenecks. Now, they have the same bottlenecks that Musk has at Tesla, but he's not rolling any cars out the door, and Apple's got quite a few available and ready, and you're going to order one for me. Are you hearing any reviews yet of the 10?
I've seen one review so far, and it was a positive review.
I saw one on TV, and it was a rave review.
Oh, there we go.
Something about the screen.
Yeah.
Something about waterproof. Something about the camera was just unbelievable.
When, you know, it has the Face ID.
Face ID?
That's the only way you can unlock your phone.
So you don't have to type in your password.
Right.
You know, it's all full screen.
No home button.
No home button.
It'd be hard to get used to.
Yeah, because I'm used to hitting that home button.
Yeah.
I'm a creature of habit.
Yeah. I'm going to get it for you, but we'll see. We'll have to test it out when you get it.
We're going to get one. Who's going to get my old one? I have a big one.
Use it for your trading.
Okay, use it for a trade. Yeah, I can trade in my own phone. Okay, yep. All right. Okay, here was another interesting development yesterday. Donald Trump and his big mouth, okay? But I've kind of gotten used to his big mouth because you know what I see coming out of his big mouth?
Well, I think the markets got used to it too.
I see results coming out of his big mouth. Well, yesterday he spoke about Broadcom. I happen to have a call on Broadcom. We'll talk about my options portfolio here in a minute in the second half. Broadcom shares got a momentary goosing as President Trump says the company will move its headquarters to the U.S. from Singapore. Well, let's not forget, Broadcom's headquarters were in the U.S.
Yeah.
I want to say they were in the Silicon Valley. I even want to say they were in the Irvine area or LAX, the El Segundo area. Well, the shares spiked momentarily 2% in a few minutes to a high of 264. It will legally relocate to Delaware once shareholders approve. It already has corporate headquarters in San Jose. Well, that's good news for the U.S. economy, and the stock is back up. I love Broadcom here at 262. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. We'll be right back.
again. Welcome back, Garrick, to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And, boy, if you want to get on the newsletter, it's going out around 4 o'clock this afternoon. And we'll be talking about all that has hit the market this past. What a busy week in the market between earnings season, between a new Fed chairman being named, between the tax reform package, between the jobs report. I mean, you name it, and it hit this week. We'll talk a little bit about what the tax reform bill could mean for your portfolio and you personally. We've already talked about the reduction in the mortgage interest to $500,000 from $1 million. We've already talked about the electric vehicle tax credit and what will going from 35 to 20 do for the earnings of the S&P 500 and how much higher can this S&P 500 go now? If we factor in that, we talked about the tremendous demand, early demand for the iPhone X. Were you able to order me mine here during
working
the break?
Working on it.
Okay, he's working on it. I'm going to get the silver.
Do you want to pay Apple or AT&T?
I hate AT&T. Right, I don't ever want to write them a nickel. Never. Okay. Apple, I don't have a problem with Apple. Okay, we ended this last segment about Trump and Broadcom. And, of course, Broadcom, listen, Broadcom was Avago Technologies, headquartered in Taiwan. Avago bought Broadcom and changed the name to Broadcom. They got rid of the Avago name. The symbol is still AVGO. So a Taiwan company bought a U.S. company. And now they're talking about moving their headquarters back to the U.S. from Taiwan. I like Broadcom right now, the stock. I think it's one of the cheapest stocks in the entire market, growth stocks, that is. And I do have an open option play on that particular stock. Now, I was just telling Stephen before we went on the air, you know, I just have a little play account. And I started trading. I decided to do some options on my best stocks now. When I have a formula. When three things come together and converge, I consider buying an option. Okay, that's a contract. That's a contract to purchase this company at some point, the shares at some point in the future at a given set price. And it has an expiration date. And that contract expires at some point in time. Well, I started with $1,500. Remember, it was that money that was left over at Interactive Brokers,
right,
that I didn't even know was there.
Yep. It was in
Canadian dollars.
Yeah.
How did that happen? Look, I don't have a plans to go to Alberta anytime soon. I live in Alberta. But I had to convert it back to U.S. dollars. And when everything was said and done, I had It took me about 6 months to get that $1,500 to my Scottrade account.
Took forever.
I would never do business with Interactive Brokers, ever. Just like AT&T, just like Wells Fargo.
Well, they're on our phone plans with AT&T. So
they're on my you-know-what list, okay? Yeah. Well, that $1,500 I started 3 months ago, that account is hitting $9,919 today. That's a 700% return. I've hit every option except for that little Ford one that we did.
Yeah.
Every option I've played. And I currently have three open options. My biggest one is GPN. That went out to, and I put most of these out to the live trading subscribers.
Yeah.
Look, I started with $1,500. There's no guarantees.
No.
It's a high risk game. 80% of options, especially call options, expire worthless.
And do we do this for our regular money management clients? Okay.
The only way you can do
before you start calling and asking, we've got a couple already.
No.
We just have to explain that. No. It's not for...
Not for managed accounts.
No.
Because I have a fiduciary responsibility. All right, now. But we do have the live trading service, okay? $89 a month.
It's just your play account.
Well, no, but I send out all my buys.
Well, I know.
Oh, yeah.
The account you trade in is a play account.
Yeah, that's the. But if I make a change,
it's
in
not
the
your
Premier
retirement
growth,
money.
No, it's my swimming pool money. Is
right.
What I call it.
Yeah,
you need a swimming pool in the backyard one of these days. It's my Tesla money.
There we go.
I wouldn't own a Tesla. Are you kidding? What? That's another company I wouldn't do business with.
You got to drive one.
I don't want to wait 4 months. I want to step in and buy it now and drive it home.
We'll just get the Model S then.
I don't want to do that. Anyways. my GPN is the live one I have right now, and I have two others. GPN is now up 66% since I bought it last week. I want to say last Monday. So we'll see. You know what? It's a lot of fun, but it's like playing with dynamite. You may as well be going to the Breeders' Cup tomorrow here in Del Mar and betting on... we have the horse I'm rooting for is Bolt. It's got the word bolts in it.
And not for the Chargers, right?
No, okay, it's named after the Chargers because it's Mick Ruiz.
I'm not rooting for him.
Mick Ruiz is the owner, the trainer. He's a local San Diego guy. He's right now the Bolt de Oro. Bolt de Oro. Bolts de Oro, which is bolts of gold.
Yeah.
And I believe he's running in the big race. Well, Mick Ruiz, his son was a jockey at Del Mar, and we knew him a little bit. And the dad we've talked to a few times, and the daughter. And Mick Ruiz owned a big scaffolding company here in San Diego. Scaffolding. And he had the contract with the U.S. Navy. You know, when you've been down to the shipyard and all the work they do and all the scaffolding and everything. And he sold that business and decided to buy a bunch of racehorses. Of course, his son was a jockey, and they owned a property out in Descanso that has a track. Carrot used to be Carrot Top Farms, owned by the Carrot King in El Centro.
Joe, I think Maggio. You showed me that before.
Yeah, Maggio was the big carrot king, grew all the carrots for the country pretty much down, a lot of them anyways. And Mick Ruiz bought that facility up there. It's up by Julian, you know. It's not a typical place where you'd have a horse race facility. And when he sold his business, he decided to go into the horse racing world big time. He paid big money for Bolts de Oro. Mm-hmm. I want to say $1 million.
Wow.
Okay.
So hopefully he wins.
Well, he's already won. He won the Del Mar Futurity, and he won the Los Alamitos Futurity at Los Al. So he's a 2-year-old.
Okay.
And one of the biggest Breeders' Cup races on Saturday is the 2-year-old race because that is the prep. That stamps the favorite for the Kentucky Derby in May.
Okay.
Whoever wins that Breeders' Cup 2-year-old. And Bolts de Oro, who's ridden by Corey Nakatani, another guy we know, local San Diego guy, will be riding him, and I will be rooting for Bolts de Oro. And maybe I'll even put a little short-term option. Now, those options expire in 2 minutes.
Yep.
2 minutes. The good thing about a stock option is you can go out a month, 2 months, 3 months. You're going to pay more for that time. We've had people ask us to do a show on options.
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe someday. Today's not the day, because there's a day when there's not any market news, like Starbucks getting crushed. You know, we were just in Seattle. That's another company. I don't like Howard Schultz. He's kind of an arrogant kind of guy. Oh, Starbucks is up today now. It was down. But I'm not a fan of Schultz himself. He kind of likes to lecture people and lecture me. I don't need Howard Schultz lecturing me, nor do I drink coffee. So there you go. Okay, here's our big winners for the day. Let's begin with CTRL.
Yeah, this is the big one.
Holy cow, look at that nice move. It's up 17.8%. Well, my roster of ultra growth stocks consists of about 30. That's my roster. That's my baseball team. That's the team I carry into the World Series with me. And Yu Darvish is not on my team. He wouldn't have been on my team. But CTRL is... They develop software to integrate media, lighting, temperature, other functionalities for the connected home.
Yep.
Do we live in a connected world?
Yes.
Yes. When I show up at your doorstep, do you have a video of the whole front yard?
I do. I can see who is at my front door.
There you go. And, you know, can you turn on the oven so the pot roast starts to cook from
work? I can't turn on my lights.
Well,
or
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
How come you
I'm behind the curve on
you
that.
You've fallen way behind.
I know.
You need to contact Control 4.
It's expensive to do.
Yeah, the connected home is expensive. Well, Control 4 is headquartered in Salt Lake City, Utah. Report earnings today, stock up 18%. It's one of the 30 on our roster. It's the George Springer right now. Was that his name? George Springer?
Yep.
MVP?
Yep.
What a series he had.
Yeah. 5 home runs.
Yeah. He's the Verlander. This Control 4 is the Verlander in that port. And this is a microcap stock. This is an $820 million. It's not even a billion-dollar company. Apple today is almost a $900 billion company on its march towards a trillion.
Wow.
The first trillion-dollar company. Control 4, by contrast, will never be a trillion-dollar company. but they're putting up some earnings, and they're connecting, and they're making your home a whole lot smarter than it is now.
They have a 58% growth rate.
Yeah, over the last 5 years, 58%. What's it ranked? Real quick, what's it ranked?
Oh, man, I got to pull it up real quick.
I don't know if you're going to have time. We'll
Here we
see
go.
How fast. Here's the mill.
All right, it's ranked number... That can't be right.
Well, it was. It was ranked real low, but when I bought it...
3,500.
Yeah, well, when I bought it, it was up there. We'll tell you when we come back, and we'll tell you about our other big winner today. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio on this Friday. We've had a full week this week, haven't we? I've tried to bring you as much of the core stories in the market. There's a lot of stories in the market on a daily basis. There's a lot of stories, and I have to sift through them every evening and every morning to the ones that I think are the most important stories to talk about. We've talked about a lot here today. We were going to the break. I said, Control 4, big winner for us. We have another big winner today. We just recently bought this one. I owned it before. I bought it back as I revised my target price much higher. That's a trigger for me. That's a trigger for me. When I take a look and redo my earnings estimates and target price, and that target price goes significantly higher. That's a big deal for me. Zach's services out of Chicago used to have a service that kept track of earnings upgrades, and when a company had a big earnings upgrade, they had a ranking 1 through 5, actually, and all the stocks ranked 1. Meant that they were receiving upgrades to their earnings, and all the 5s were receiving downgrades to their earnings. Stocks follow earnings. And when I upgrade my own numbers, there's where I have the advantage. I don't have to wait for the analysts and for the Morgan Stanley to say, we're doing this, we're upgrading this. No, I have my own numbers. And when I go way higher on the earnings and on the target price, that's a key clue for me, man, to take a look at that stock. And if it's really good, if it's really superb, I'll take a look at the option on the stock, the call option. Arista Networks reports earnings today. Now, it's come back in a little bit, but it's up $15 a share. It's up 8.4%. You know, they do what Cisco does, only they're growing at the rate that Cisco was 20 years ago. You see the growth of Arista Networks?
72%.
What's it ranked?
Let's see.
Now, yesterday it had that big down day, so maybe you got to look at a week ago or something.
2,100. One day ago it was 456.
Yeah, and what was it like a week ago? I mean, it's always been a highly ranked
48.
So, yeah, so it had a big plunge yesterday. I think there was people thinking they weren't going to report good earnings. They did. We'll see where my new numbers come in on Arista Networks, ANET, but it is another one that we own. And I don't want to think that I don't want you to think that we have all winners here. Although I want to say in most of the portfolios, they're all up.
There's a few downers.
Just
a
few.
Not big ones.
Our Activision's getting hit a little bit today. AVTI.
ATVI.
ATVI, which is...
down 3%.
What's their big call to...
Do they have...
Call to honor?
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty. Okay, yeah. It's down 3.4% today. Now, when will I sell it? Here's what I want to end the show with. Activision Blizzard, I can see that it has very good support at $60 a share. Do you see that, Steven?
Yep. If I were to draw a line on MarketSmith.
Yeah. Okay, you Market Smith draws the lines in for you.
Yeah, it's nice.
Well, I put in my own lines because I'm a little more intuitive. That's a robot putting that line in, for heaven's sake. I'm a human being. All right, but they got the same line I have, $60 a share. It's at 63 right now.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my line in the sand, number one, from a technical point of view. But more important than that, it's going to come down to where the earnings. Within a few days, the world moves so fast today. Now, we're up 17% on Activision since we bought it. Now, if we take today's action, however, which it's at 63, what, 34?
34.
So in the portfolio now, which I update every stock every single day, we're up 13.4%. So we haven't lost money in it. But at the same time, the momentum, right, the air, the starch coming out of the shirt, like the first inning. Here's the first inning of the Dodger game. Oh, I'll remember this all my life because I'm not a Dodger fan. That first inning, was it 3-0? First inning last night? The seventh game of the World
Series? Seven, it was 2-0, right?
Well, it was 5-0 after two or three innings.
Yeah, that was the best part.
Did the Dodger fans get quiet?
They were quiet.
I mean, that is the most annoying stadium of all time with all of that noise they make.
And no offense to the San Francisco listeners, but the Giants fans were pretty bad during their run.
No, I'm talking about the noise they make with the organs and the music.
Oh, okay.
All that clacking of the...
Yeah.
I could not sit through a game.
Well, the Indians have that drummer.
Oh.
You know, that guy who drums throughout the whole game?
Well, we have pretty good entertainment in San Diego, and we have Phil's Barbecue to eat, and tri-tip sandwiches. What do they call those? Cardiff Crack sandwiches?
Yeah, those are the best.
Burgundy tri-tip on the... Oh, man, it's good. Well, anyways, Activision Blizzard. They look like the owners of this stock are about like the Dodger fans were after the two innings. Dodgers. All the starch, the hot dogs are cold. They fought traffic for 2 hours to get their seat. How much did they pay for their seats?
Man,
we were gonna look.
I heard that the cheapest one was $1,000.
Okay. You paid $1,000 to sit up in the nosebleed seats, and after two innings the game's over? Ouch. I couldn't be happier.
Yep.
Listen, we're San Diego people. We're down in the little market. When the Dodgers play us in San Diego, who dominates our stadium?
Dodger fans.
Exactly. And they can be a little bit on the obnoxious side, all right? A Dodger fan's got two beers in his hands. That's how, four, if they could handle it. And Activision Blizzard, I feel like the Dodger fans, I just, you know what, the momentum's gone. And we'll just have to see where this all settles. But I'll close with this. Steven pointed out to me that Control 4, CTRL, is ranked like number 3,000. He said, how come you still own it, Dad? Well, because the ranking got me into it.
Right.
The technicals will take me out of it. The technicals or the valuation will take me out of it. The valuation never changed. The technicals never got bad. It's held in there. You know what? Sometimes you have to be patient in this life. You can't have everything you want today or tomorrow or even next week or even next month. If those fundamentals remain in place and that technical pattern remains in place, be patient. Be patient. I get people that write me, what's wrong with this stock? It's plunging today. And I'll look at it, and it's down 1.5%.
Yeah.
Plunging? Oh, man, I'll tell you. I get beat up from time to time for just about everybody, you know, but it's all good. Well, anyways, we manage money here. That's our number one thing in life. The radio show is ancillary. The newsletter is ancillary. The Best Stocks Now app is ancillary. Our main business is managing money for folks all across America. If you want to get the newsletter today, it'll be out by 5 p.m., I promise, or it's free. Go to our website, GundersonCapital.com. If you want to talk to us about money management, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day and a great weekend.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.